Hey, Devontae, coming off of the bye week, what's the thoughts of this team as you move forward, breaking down the film from Brett's first start?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of room to go to get where we want to be and where we need to be. But a lot of good things. Brett's been doing a good job out there. We just got to do a better job of helping him out, us and the coaching staff included as well, obviously. Yeah, a lot of positive things. We just got to make sure we find all the good things and get everything out that doesn't fit Brett as well from an offensive perspective, and then go from there.
Back-to-back divisional opponents after a long stretch off. How important is this little stretch of your schedule to do some damage?
It's big. I mean, we want to go into it. We want to win all the games, obviously, but we got to win all the division games. So a little extra heightened focus going into this week, and we know these are games we got to have. Make sure that we are putting ourselves in a good position down the road.
Devontae Randall said, you guys feel like the offense goes through you guys as a group. How do you get yourselves more involved and give Brett more opportunities?
Well, I mean, I can't necessarily get myself more involved, but I can do things that'll help Brett out as much as possible. And just talking to him throughout games, throughout practice, figuring out what he likes to throw, what works well with what I like to run, different things like that, and then just getting open for him, making sure he has somewhere to go.
How much does it help to have Aaron back in the building as far as just bringing up the morale of this team?
It's good. It's good to see him. Everybody smiling when they see him walk through the door. He's walking around messing with people, so it's always great to have him back. You know, even if he's not here physically on the field, just having that mind and that you know, that presence around it helps a lot of the guys out, especially younger guys.
How do you think it helps Brett?
Oh, it's going to be huge for Brett. I know that you know, especially having him there right in his ear every day. It's one thing hearing it from him when 12 is in there, but when it's time for Brett to go, obviously he hasn't been had many meetings with 12 in there when he was the guy, other than preseason. So it's going to be a little different feel for him, but I know it'll make him a little bit more comfortable, and he'll be able to go out there and do what he wants to do.
I was just talking to him about it. You know, a lot of people aren't used to quarterbacks outside of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers here in Green Bay. How would you describe Brett Hundley? What's something about him that people might not know?
I don't have anything right off the top of my head that I can give you something that you don't know, but nothing interesting, I guess you could say. Nothing I could think of spicy, but he's a good dude. He's learning from, you know, the best quarterback in the game. He gets to be behind him, and he's been behind him, and he's been doing a good job since he's been here. And he's just a solid dude. He's one of the guys that he's going to come up to me, he's going to come up to Jordy and reassure us that he knows what he's doing in there and that he got control of everything, and we know he does. So we just got to make sure we, you know, the supporting cast around him does everything that we can to make his job as easy as possible.
When the coach says you guys have to play faster as an offense, how do you guys go about executing that on
Monday? It's tough to answer that for everybody, but for the wideouts, just heightened sense of urgency, making sure attention to details there on everything, just so we can, like I said, help Brett out as much as possible, the detailing up my routes, because obviously having 12 in there, we've built up sort of a chemistry to where, you know, things may not be by the book always, but it's a little less time because a lot of stuff is worked on in the offseason, so it's a little less time to do that with Brett now. So in practice, just getting timing routes down, doing things like that, and making sure we're on the same page.
How hard is it for him to simulate, though, what actually happens in a game from what you do at the Hudson Center?
It's different personnel on defense, obviously, so that's going to be a difference. But our coaching staff does a good job at game planning and making sure the scout looks are pretty close to what they do over in Detroit or whoever we have that week.
And I mean, when you look at the film and you communicate to him, hey, here's what I thought happened on this play, I mean, it's the trial and error of looking at these game films, just two games so far, where that'll help him improve?
Well, yeah, I mean, we always do that. No matter if it's Brett, if it's 12, we want to do what fits our, you know, know your strengths and know what you do best and then work within that. Jordy's not going to try to do all the things that Cobb does. I'm not going to do what Cobb does. And, you know, maybe some of the things do overlap, but for the most part, we want to work within our strengths. And for me, that's, you know, one-on-one cuts and things like that, and making sure that, you know, I'm doing a good job making sure Brett has an easy target.